Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, Fiske Family Barbershop, and by Hometown Wellness. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach, Brett Chapel.
From Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Two games this week. Had to reschedule things coming out of last week, a Friday game against Inc. We played that on Monday night. Really quick turnaround before we got to a chance to reschedule another game with Mountain Heritage, a game that we didn't have on the schedule at the early part of the season. Some things that you guys had to put together rather quickly, but went up there last night against what, again, is a really good team, probably a top five, top ten team in 1A football, and really dominated, I thought, in all three phases. And I know that it's been a lot going on, certainly, and the fatigue factor is already, certainly, I'm sure, Evan, it certainly is with me. But it's good to be 2-0 at this point and to get those two wins against two solid opponents, especially when you're talking about last night. And, again, a very balanced game from your kids last night as well, Coach.
It was, and I kind of go back to last Friday when we were getting ready to get on the bus and, ended up having to cancel the game at Inca. And I was just curious as I was going back trying to replay it in my mind. We've ended up talking to 11 different schools. Mm. Since last Friday, trying to pick up games, and we were fortunate enough to get kind of everything set really after Monday. But, the calling the schools and the schools calling us and all weekend long, and it just seems like that's going to be the trend. I saw there were some schools that were looking for games that had just posted yesterday, so they just lost them the day of, and it just seems like that's the way it's going to go for the season, at least for right now. But, fortunate enough to get two games picked up in a week. Obviously, there was a lot of concern with, were we going to be too tired, wore down? Yeah. One thing that we really pride ourselves on is the preparation. I think that's one of the things that we do as good as anybody is getting our teams prepared. The coaches do just a phenomenal job of that. And that was a concern for me, only having a few days to prepare for Mountain Heritage with everything they do. I thought our coaches, did a really good job getting our kids ready for the game, on Friday, and being able to come out there and execute too. And that's just, the football side of it. And then you had everything else that was going on, and a lot of people's minds were in different places, and rightfully so. But it was nice to be able to see the kids come out and to play the way they did last night. I thought you got a chance to see the team play in really good in all three phases. I thought we did some really good things all the way around, and we knew it was going to take that kind of effort against Mountain Heritage. I mean, you're talking about a team that played in the state championship, 3 months mm-hmm. ago, four months ago?
Right.
And I know they graduated some really good players, just like everybody does each year. But Coach Robinson and his staff just done such a really good job of building that program and, build it to sustain. And so it was really good to be able to go up there and play those guys the way we did, and we knew it was going to be a very physical, downhill-type game,
yeah.
And that's the way it played out last night.
How were you able to make the plan work for your guys? Did you bring in your coaches in the middle of the week and try to sit down and game plan things out? And how did you approach what you might would typically do in a regular week as far as walkthroughs and all those kinds of things? What did that look like this week?
We had a game picked up. And we usually meet as coaches on Sunday evenings.
Yeah.
And we had a game picked up going into Sunday evening meetings. And I was actually out on the field mowing, getting ready for meetings to start at about 6 o'clock. And it was about 5:30, and got a call that the game that we thought we had and we had already started getting film on got canceled. So
this was late last
this
weekend.
This was late last weekend,
yeah.
Last Sunday. So we started scrambling again and didn't get Mountain Heritage picked up till the next morning. We didn't trade film. Coach Robinson and I agreed we wouldn't trade any film until after the Inca game and
yeah.
verify everything. So
yeah.
We got film traded. So we really didn't have a chance to meet as a staff. So that put a lot of work on Coach Gibson and Coach Rogers, the two coordinators, trying to get everything pieced together. Not only that, you had early dismissal
yeah.
on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We had to figure out what to do with the boys. how we were going to practice. We were kind of limited on the time there, and then you come back the next day, and we had a two-hour delay. So you were dealing with that, and then obviously when we came in Thursday for Thursday's situation, you know, another tragedy in our community and having the boys and having to deal with all of those things. So it was a I've never seen a week like it. I was telling somebody yesterday, I can't remember normal. I can't remember what normal is right now. It's just been so long for us. But the kids are resilient. And, you know, once we got there to the stadium and got set up and ready to go, you know, you could tell they were focused and they were dialed in, ready to go. But I think our coaches did a really good job in getting those kids prepared this week. And I thought the kids did a good job of executing the game plan last night.
Just for a moment, while we're kind of on that subject, you mentioned that, obviously losing Steve Ledford, who coached over here at Canton Middle School for a number of years. You know, he went through Pisgah. Dad had him at Pisgah, and I remember at the beginning of my career coaching against him when he was teaching and coaching at Reynolds Middle School. You know, very competitive guy, and certainly somebody that the kids really identified well with. A lot of relationships there, and we saw that news sort of, you know, filter through after the JV game on Thursday. You could tell it had a tremendous impact, but he was, you know, another big piece of what makes this community what it is, and I'm sure that that loss was very evident on campus yesterday.
All of the lives that, you know, all the lives that Steve had touched through his years, you know, the relationships that he had built within the community, obviously being from here, all of his family, you know, the relationship that I had with him was always very professional. I never heard Coach Ledford say a bad word about anybody, and I can't say that about even myself.
Sure.
So, you know, he was a much better man than me, but, you know, just a tremendous loss, you know, for the community, certainly thinking of their family, the boys and his wife. But, you know, it's just you just can't wrap your mind around it. And, you know, we certainly very difficult day yesterday as well, you know, especially in the morning. Kids coming into school, and we had obviously some counselors and, you know, things like that. And a lot of the middle school kids were able to come up to the high school and spend some time up there as well. And but as the day kind of wore on, I felt like things were getting a little bit better. And, you know, the kids had a chance to grieve a little bit yesterday morning. And, you know, obviously there'll still be plenty of time to do all of that as well. I know they got some visitations, I think, coming up maybe this coming early in the week.
Yeah.
Just difficult times for the community and the school system, you know, with all the things that have happened in the last few weeks. You're just kind of in a loss for words.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is a proud sponsor of local sports, and we know your health means everything. So it's important to get the care you need when you're in pain. If you suffer with knee, hip, shoulder, or other joint pain, Haywood Regional Medical Center can connect you with a healthcare provider who offers treatments and solutions. Don't make your health wait. Visit us at myhaywoodregional.com or call 800-424-DOCS. That's D-O-C-S. Hey Pisgah grads, if you graduated in the years of 1967 through 1979, listen up. It's the Glory Days multi-year Pisgah class reunion, October 23rd at the American Legion Hall in Waynesville from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. All proceeds go to flood relief efforts here in Haywood County. There will be food, drinks, and a silent auction, plus live music from the Cat 5 Band from 4 to 7. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the Hometown Hardware Flooring and Design Center. Mark your calendar for October 23rd for the Pisgah Glory Days multi-year class reunion.
Coach, at the top, we mentioned the two games this week and the quick turnaround times. Nice to be 2-0. The game, as you mentioned just a few moments ago, really played well in all three phases. It really seems to me with the way Logan's throwing the football right now, that's really added another element. Caden had a big night with the score, and going back to the previous a couple of plays before that, I think we were in a third and long situation, were able to find him to keep the drive going. That was towards the end of the first half. And, you know, because of that, you were able to put some more points on the board, and I think really take some air out of the sails of Mountain Heritage going into halftime. It went from a two-score to a three-score game right there. Again, with most people thought that, you know, we just run out the clock, do whatever we needed to do to get to halftime. But another element added into that offense right now, and, of course, Ian had a tremendous night as well. Very difficult to tackle him. I think most of his yards actually even came in the second half when you needed to wear down the opposing defense. And I think that they showed some signs of fatigue a little bit as well. But it never really, to me, felt like Heritage was really necessarily a threat to really get back into it in an emotional way. And again, a lot of that is because I think your offense was able to stay on the field much of the night last night.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the differences that you saw from Monday night to last night.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the second half, we didn't do a very good job of that on Monday. And, you know, we had some three and outs on offense and got our defense back on the field way too quick. And, again, last night I thought we did a really good job in all three phases of the game last night, special teams as well. You mentioned offensively, we had 256 yards of offense. Heritage had 191.
Yeah.
We had 181 yards rushing, 75 yards passing, 14 first downs. They had 158 rushing, 33 passing, and 8 first downs. I mean, to look at the stats itself and just on the defensive side to hold Heritage under 200 yards of offense,
yeah,
is tremendous. That does not happen very often. And then to turn around and, you know, to have over 250 yards of offense against their defense, you know, those are things that they pride themselves on, too. Very similar programs, you know, do it, you know, somewhat in different ways, but, you know, very similar the way we are and kind of the way we're built. But just really impressed with our kids last night and the focus that they had going into it. Thought we did a really good job of, you know, extending drives,
yeah,
you know, getting those first downs. Sometimes we didn't get points. Defense got in a bind a couple of times. You know, we had an interception that started a drive down there and a couple of other places, but, you know, they never did let them in. You know, just did a really good job of containing those guys. And we knew it was going to be a big battle up front. And I thought our linemen did a really good job.
Yes, they did.
I know Bailey had some comments there in the paper I saw that, you know, talking about how the linemen really ate up a lot of the blocks and kept those guys clean and were able to make some plays. And you look on the other side, too. I mean, you had Ian that, you know, had 135 yards rushing on 10 carries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you could tell that we were moving the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and I want to go back to that, just that one point. There's a couple things that I thought was interesting. On the interception, you know, back at the 2-yard line, the momentum carried us back into the end zone. Would you believe that should have been a touchback, or did they spot it the right place?
You know, as I went back and saw it on film late last night, I think he probably spotted it at the right place. It's kind of one of those, it's kind of one of those bang bang calls, like you know, getting thrown out at first base.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of make a split decision, and you know, they went ahead and went with it. There were, you know, there were some things that you looked at on the field. I thought the officiating was good. I don't think there was anything wrong. I think the only question I had is we had a defensive holding.
That's right.
On Caden, and that one was a little bit, you know, difficult
out on
for me
the
to
edge
understand.
Too.
Out on the edge, and you know, there wasn't a pass thrown, but that was really the only one that was a big question for me. But again, I thought our kids just did a really good job staying in tune with the game, and you know, never got outside of ourselves and stuck to the game plan.
Yeah, and you mentioned the defense and how well we played. I thought we did too. You know, on both sides up front. I think the thing that impressed me most defensively last night was that they're really, I mean, obviously there wasn't much between the tackles, but when they tried to stretch us out, we really just swarmed. They ran the jet sweep, you know, several times, and I'm not sure they got positive yardage at all. You got to be, and we saw some of that on Monday night too. You got to be happy with how well and how quickly we're flowing to the ball defense too.
You know, I thought we did a really good job stringing the ball
yeah.
out, you know, side to side, you know, when they went to those options and went to the sweeps like what you mentioned, but, you know, there was some things that you know, Coach Gibson had saw on film offensively and that Coach Rogers had too. And the thing about Mountain Heritage, you know, defensively for us, they present a lot of issues because of so many different formations. So you have to be really good about communication and getting lined up correctly, what coverages you need to be in. You know, they were switching some things up as well up front, you know, our defensive line guys were moving around quite a bit. So that was one of the things that I was really concerned with, you know, going through the week. Did we have enough time to get all of that in? And, again, I think they did a great job of preparing the kids, getting them ready. I'm sure we had some situations where we might not have been lined correctly on everything, but we were able to make up for it. You know, and then offensively, you know, Zach had seen some things that he felt like that, you know, he could do and be able to move the ball. And they decided to take away some things from us, you know, looking from the ink of film. And, you know, the offense was able to take advantage of some things they gave up because of it. And we found those early.
Yeah.
And I think that led to a lot of success there in the first half. And you mentioned the score right before halftime. That was big. That was a big momentum shift, even though, you know, even though we were up, that really kind of stretched it out. And, you know, you just kind of felt like them have to exhale a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, good game all the way around. Kickoff team was really good.
Yeah.
I thought those guys did a good job. Luke, you know, doing a really good job of kicking for us. You know, it was just a nice game to be a part of last night.
We already spoke some about this, and this is my biggest surprise coming into last night. I didn't get a sense that there was a ton of urgency and really no change in terms of their offensive game plan. You know, as you mentioned to me earlier in the week, very deliberate coming to line of scrimmage, you know, taking a full huddle before you run a play, even with 3 minutes left and being down by three scores. Did that surprise you at all, or is that, you know, par for the course in terms of what we've seen from them in the past?
You know, 2 years ago we were in a similar game, 9-0, and, you know, we saw some of the same things. You know, they do what they do. They don't change and try to be something different. And they've had a lot of success. I mean, you're talking about a team that you know, beat Hendersonville in the playoffs,
right.
Doing the same type things.
Yeah.
You know, a long drive to go down and score and you know, and go into overtime and, you know, get the 2-point conversion and win. I mean, that's who they are. You know, you've got to be able to stop them at some point and get the ball back, or they'll just keep the ball away from you the whole time. But, you know, it puts them in an uncomfortable situation when they get late in the game and they're down, you know, a couple of scores, because they're just not built to come back quickly. They're built to just wear you down and keep the ball away from you. And you see that in how they are, you know, kind of walk up to the line of scrimmage and get set. And, again, a lot of success they've had. You know, we were able to win first downs on the offensive side and the defensive side quite a bit last night.
I think there was only one time that we counted where they converted a first down and under three downs, too. So you're making them run a whole lot of plays, and that gives you opportunities to generate some turnovers, and we were able to do some of that last night, too.
Yeah, and the defense has some big fourth down stops.
Absolutely.
You know, they were not going to be satisfied. You know, Heritage was not going to be satisfied with punting the ball.
Yeah.
If they were in any kind of familiar territory that they felt like they could get it, or, you know, not put their defense in a bad situation. So we knew it was going to be a lot of four downs, you know, for the defense to be able to have to get them stopped. But, again, I just thought the guys did a really good job last night.
Did we have to make any adjustments in terms of that playing surface? I imagine it was a high fescue. We couldn't really see it from where we were, but it's so unusual for us to play on a natural surface. Please cross your mind.
I think probably the fact that we're having to practice on it now has probably helped us as well. I noticed some of the guys had taken a couple of pair of cleats with them, some of the molded bottoms and, you know, some of the plastic tip bottoms. I didn't really see much slipping or any of those things. I mean, they do a good job keeping their field up, but they do like to keep it tall. They they don't cut it short. They're not looking for a fast track.
It
kind of goes right into their mentality of, you know, being a little bit slow and methodical and, you know, that type thing. But our kids didn't really, you know, when we walked into the stadium, I didn't hear a whole lot of chatter about it, you know, field conditions or anything like that. And, you know, just a good hard-nosed ball game last
Absolutely.
Night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
Come take a short trip out to 761 Champion Drive in Canton to Pisgah Family Barbershop, where your hometown barber Ken has been cutting your neighbor's hair for over 50 years. Ken provides haircuts for the entire family. Also visit Hometown Wellness. They offer therapeutic massage, deep tissue massage, hot stone cupping, and reflexology, all aiding with pain management, sports injuries, and more, helping to improve mobility and overall wellness. Call Hometown Wellness at 593-1137 for more information. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Some about possessions last night. Obviously able to generate four fumbles out of them. I'm not sure we only recovered, you know, the one. Of course, it was a timely one. But we seem to always talk about field position. And again, you mentioned this. The defense was able to get you out of a couple of situations, particularly when you were backed up against the goal line there. And I think the other thing, too, I want to mention right now, got eight quarters and haven't given up defensive points at this point. That's a good place to be with that group.
It is, you know, especially two games in 1 week.
Yeah.
You know, because you're talking about having to battle being fatigued and all of those things, especially going into a big game like last night. But, you know, the kids have done a really good job. It's just hard to get a grasp on. Coach Robinson and I were talking before the game, and I'll be honest, I really had no idea, and I told him the same thing. I said, I have no idea how we're going to play tonight. You know, the kids seem to be in a good place, but, you know, it's one of the few times I can remember in my career that you just couldn't tell. I mean, it wasn't that they were loose or anything like that. There's just been so much going on. Mm-hmm. You know, where was their mind going to be at, and how were they going to be able to perform with everything that's happened this week? And, you know, they played extremely well last night. So, but I think that, you know, unfortunately, I think probably for the year, there's going to be obstacles each week that we're going to have to overcome that, you know, are out of our hands from the scheduling side of it.
Yeah.
You know, right now we're having to play a different JV game next Thursday and a different varsity, just like what we had to do this past week. It just seems like that's going to be the trend, you know, for a while.
And speaking of JV, obviously they get their second win on Thursday night, played very well against what I thought was a pretty good East Rutherford team. You're able to get East Rutherford in to come up here to Bethel on Thursday night. They got a big win again. A lot of that other, you know, stuff was you know, beginning to go on, and I thought that was handled very, very well. But again, JV program still in a strong place. Two wins now in a row against Irwin and now East Rutherford.
Yeah, and played really good. You know, that was the one thing that I'd say about those guys, too. They've been really solid. You know, we had 300 yards of offense with those guys on Thursday. Defense gave up 286, which was a big number, but a lot of that passing and a lot of that late, which that's going to happen. But it's just, you know, I think both programs are in a good place right now. I think we've got, you know, the kids that are bought into what we're doing. You know, I think they're executing at a high level as well. You know, if we can just keep moving forward, you know, don't have any more hiccups as far as scheduling and those things like that, and we can continue to get games, I think these kids, you know, in both the varsity and the JVs, you know, have a chance to put themselves in a position to maybe compete for a conference championship. That's always a goal for us. You know, when the kids get there and walk through the doors, they know what the expectation is. And, you know, I think we're moving in that direction. Obviously, we're not there yet, but, you know, it's been a good 2 weeks as far as getting games in and how the kids have played. You know, just excited about getting to next week's game and hopefully no complications.
Tell me about the preparations this week. Obviously, you know, Labor Day on Monday presents a little bit different challenge for you. And you mentioned that you've got two different games with two different opponents coming up on Thursday and Friday. What will that look like for us?
You know, we've got North Henderson JVs on Thursday. We'll end up playing those guys twice. We'll travel to North Henderson on Thursday, and then we'll have Pickens at home, you know, on Friday. And Pickens' situation, we were scheduled to go down to them to play the JV game on Thursday, and you know, they've had a situation with COVID early on. I think their whole school system, the county, had shut down early in August, and they've been back in school for, I think they've been back in school for 2 or 3 weeks now, and you know, things have gotten better, but his numbers were low in the JV program, so they want to go ahead and get everybody kind of together. And he had mentioned even they had some coaches, you know, that they were dealing with the COVID stuff as well. And they're all better now. But at the time, he was short of coaches and trying to coach two programs. So, you know, they made the decision to
bring them all up to the varsity.
Yeah, they brought them all up. Yeah. And that way they could, you know, coach them better there with a few coaches that they had that weren't out. But, again, every program is going to be different. You know, we've been fortunate so far. We've dealt with a few quarantine situations from classrooms or maybe from a sibling or mom and dad at home. But as far as kids getting it, we've not had that yet. But, you know, those things are going to happen. It's going to be another one of those things we're going to deal with. I know Coach Robinson, you know, from the game last night, I think he told me he had three kids that were, you know, quarantined from a classroom situation. Didn't have it, but three players that were out last night. So, again, this is going to be the trend, it seems to be, for the season.
And so – will you take Monday, give your kids money, or you're going to get them together on Monday?
We haven't met with the coaching staff yet and kind of made that decision yet. Uh-huh. But, you know, if we do decide to do anything, it'll be late Monday evening. Yeah. We want families to be able to get off. And, you know, if they've got some vacation stuff planned or if they're going to the lake or whatever they have, we're not going to do a practice early in the morning. Yeah. We'll do it way late in the evening. I'll get the message out to the boys later today and kind of let them know where we're at on what our thoughts are going into that. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of a shorter practice if we decide to do that and hopefully get back to a normal day on Tuesday.
As it typically is, and certainly I think this week with all the change and all the rearranging we have to go through, two or three or four partners, I'm sure, that were made themselves available for you guys to be able to, you know, feed your kids and try to keep things as normal as they can. I'm sure that, obviously, we always appreciate that. Several of those entities stepped up this week for us.
They did. You know, we added these games late last weekend, so these were not on our schedule. We had, you know, one of the churches was able to pick up the varsity game yesterday, Calvary Baptist Church, and Bill Gardner and his bunch always enjoy being able to go up there. And what was, you know, unique about that one, it's been 2 years since we've been able to go to a church and eat, but they were able to, you know, serve us. And that was finally a little bit of normalcy yesterday to be able to do that and to be able to fellowship there with the people that were helping us and serving us. On Thursday's game, we got in a bind a little bit and didn't have anything, you know, for the kids. And Chick-fil-A and Waynesville stepped up and helped us, you know, tremendously for that meal on Thursday. So got a lot of people in the community still looking and doing some things, helping us out in those situations. I think we seem to be good as the season progresses, but it's, you know, it's ever-changing. I mean, we had a couple of churches who had to back out of being able to help us because of the situation with the floods and everything else going on. And certainly we understand it's not something we're, you know, upset about by any means. But anytime we can get an opportunity to get our kids out in the community and fellowship and do those things, we want to be able to do that if we can.
Friday night's game, home game, at Inca against Pickens. Have you had a chance to even see Pickens at this point?
We have. Yeah. Coach Smith and I actually, we traded film on Thursday, just one game. We wanted to go ahead and give each other a little bit of time going into the weekend in case, you know, either one of us decided not to do any practices on Monday and, you know, coming on Tuesday. So we wanted to help each other out a little bit. You know, Chad does a really good job down at Pickens. Very physical type team. They model themselves somewhat after Mountain Heritage as well. So it'll be another one of those, you know, physical games in the box type deal. You know, was really looking forward to having them come into the stadium up here. I know Chad was looking forward to that. And he's been up here a couple of times for some scrimmages, but we were looking forward to that. But, you know, we'll get a chance to go over and play at Inca. I'm certainly thankful that they're, you know, lending us their facilities for that game. It will be a 7:30 game, even though we played our game at 7. You know, when we went over there and played the rest of the way out, we will be 7:30 games.
So we will be back on the air 6:30 next Friday night with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock with the game call. Again, for our fans, that game at Inca. Inca's home side's our home side. It's our home game. So you want to remember that. If you can't, you can join us right here on WPTL. Of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to The Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Wellness, Pisgah Family Barbershop, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, Haywood Regional Medical Center, and by Hometown Hardware. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8, and stay tuned for The Flea Market with Mike Bryson next here on WPTL.